It is a first for the city of Phoenix, a comprehensive plan that lays out strategies to address homelessness. 14 city departments provided input and came up with 9 areas of focus, but the city council decided yesterday not to give final approval until community feedback is gathered. KJZZ's Christina Estes joins us now to talk more about the plan and concerns that some people have. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Lauren.
Okay, so there are 9 focus areas, including more outreach, mental health support, and housing options. Any of those generate questions or concern during yesterday's meetings?
Not really, but as this plan is shared with business owners, residents, and others, there certainly could be. Take housing, for example. We just talked last week about the city's new affordable housing initiative. One part calls for adding density by changing zoning, and that could be a tough sell in some neighborhoods. On the mental health side, this new plan calls for expanding the number of beds at facilities that treat people with mental illness. Most people recognize the need for more mental health services and more housing options for people experiencing homelessness. It's usually the how and where that raises questions and concerns.
Yeah. There were a few comments during yesterday's meeting where people expressed concern about what they called criminalization here. What's that all about?
Yes, their concern centered on policy recommendations. The plan calls for creating consistent codes of conduct at city facilities. For example, the Parks Department has posted signs that say no overnight camping and no shopping carts. But the plan says there's a gap. There are no current consistent behavioral expectations for places like parks, senior and community centers, libraries, and public housing facilities. So the plan suggests creating and communicating clear behavioral expectations.
So if the city does create a policy to promote good behavior at public facilities, how would that be enforced?
The plan calls for having some kind of enforcement mechanism, most likely citing someone for trespassing if they refuse to follow the rules so they can be forced to leave. And that's where some people raised a red flag and said, you know what, we're not comfortable with what we see as criminalizing homelessness. It's also important to note, though, that city staff and visitors to parks and libraries, they have faced some uncomfortable and sometimes dangerous situations. Because homelessness, substance abuse, and mental illness are sensitive subjects, it's difficult to get employees to speak on the record. But I have heard about park rangers being threatened with needles when they tried to tell a group to move on because they were shooting up using drugs. I'm told a big reason Burton Barr Library got rid of paper towels years ago was because so many people were using the restrooms as places to clean up and bathe. So I've got to tell you, I've covered public policy and homelessness for years. And I really get the overall impression that most people in Phoenix, they want action that's compassionate and effective, but they also want to respect people's property rights and public health and safety.
Yeah. So city staff will share this plan with the community this summer, and then what happens?
The council will review community feedback, possibly make changes based on that input before giving final approval. So we'll probably be talking about this again, Lauren.
All right. Looking forward to that. And listeners can take a look at the full plan that is on our website, kjzz.org. And that is KJZZ's Christina Estes. Christina, thank you so much for reporting on this.
You're welcome.